This recording, South Africa 26, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated tether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive. Either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much that Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
When I arrived here in 2002, but Jim arrived a year before me. He had to come and look for work, and after 3 weeks or 4 weeks, he got work, and then he let me know that I had to sell the house and our business and everything. And then I thought I could just come over with a visitor's visa to Canada. And after a few times phoning the Canadian consulate in South Africa, they kept asking why am I so urgently looking for her passport because I had it renewed. I said, no, because I'm emigrating to Canada. And they said, well, how are you getting into the country? And I thought it was legal getting just with a business visa. But at the end, I said, no way, I have to apply for permanent residency. So it took 11 months to get in. And in that 11 months, I saw Jim 2 weeks of the 11 months. And I was living with a friend. Anyway, so I got here. The first day was quite cold. It was like the coldest in 10 years.